Donc on va poursuivre, donc comme je vous disais, avec la présentation de notre collègue Ni, qui va nous présenter la situation donc, d'autres plantations forestières, donc en l'occurrence les plantations d'acacia au Vietnam, donc avec une mise en perspective internationale.
Merci beaucoup. I'm sorry that Vietnam is a francophone member, but I cannot switch much French. But so I'm sorry that I can speak English. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is very good honor for me to be here. And firstly, to listen to many interesting presentations up to now, because we are very much concerned about plantation, because maybe that experience, very good experience from France and other countries, good for Vietnam up to now, because recently, let's say, we started 20 years ago to plant a lot of trees. But mainly invaded, or let's say that not native species like acacia or eucalypt, but especially now recently that we planted a lot of acacia. But maybe the poplar plantation very good lesson for Vietnam up to now. But maybe 50 years later, but not today. But today could be very early to say about some problem. But in the future, that would be very good lesson for Vietnam, I think. That is very good honor for me to listen to the different presentation of your colleague this morning and this afternoon. Very good. And today today I will talk with you very briefly about presentation and its contribution to management to development of Vietnam. If you look at it, you can see that this one forest cover plantation million hectare, and this is total forest. You can see that in the year 2045, we have about 45% of forest. But you see that this decrease until that. About the year 1990, we dropped down like only have about 28% of forest. That deforestation take place a lot, and we destroy a lot of forest. But since then, that since 1990, that we started plant trees, especially that time we started with a lot of eucalypt, but later on that we realized that the eucalypt is not good for soil, for environment, because it consume a lot of water and it not good for soil. And few years later we started with acacia massively planted in Vietnam, and I will show you later, but this one I would say that plantation contributed to the forest cover increasing in the country, and later on I will talk about the economic. You see that plantation in Vietnam that we can see that up to now we have about 41.5% of forest cover, but of which that plantation occupy about more than 4 million hectare, and of which forest land are located to the community and to individual household. But before that, almost forest land in hand of a government. But this one is very good idea that government started allocating land to the community, to the individual household, and they started planting tree. And you can see that yearly we have about 300 hectare of harvested plantation, and also almost the same amount of new planting. That this kind of thing happened in Vietnam. That you see that. But plantation in Vietnam that mainly acacia up to now. Acacia, you know that acacia originally from Australia, but not a native species of Vietnam. And you might know that Vietnam become a lot one of the big exporter furniture. Last year that we signed the VPA, VPA mean Volunteer Partnership Agreement with EU in Brussels last year. And I think that this one is very good, like a framework for Vietnam to produce furniture and export to Europe in the coming year. And you can see that this one is a percentage of plantation contributed to the good processing. It means that the role of plantation is increasing year by year. You can see that a lot of processing nowadays taking place in Vietnam, but not only Vietnamese investor, but also foreign investor also, like from Malaysia, from Taiwan, from even US and Japanese also invested in Vietnam nowadays. If you look at it, you can see that the venue, let's say that the value from furniture, or let's say that exporting value in Vietnam increasing year by year. And up to now, we would reach almost $10 billion per year. And you can see that this is increasing year by year. And also that I would like to emphasize that this, the contributed from plantation, very important. This one shows you that the almost the main I rank here that the main 10 market of furniture exporting of Vietnam. You can see here that EU is almost the fourth on the ranking, but we be exporting a lot to US, to China, Japan and EU, and that is the most important for market for Vietnam up to now. And this one is kind of ownership. You know that I would like to talk about not only the technical but also the governance, because if you look at it, you can see that this one is very significant, important in Vietnam when we started with the plantation, because that in Vietnam before, forest land only in hand of government, but 20 years ago we started allocating land to the community and to the individual household, and they started planting trees. This is also shows you that the reason why that people now want plantation rather than keeping only natural forest, because natural forest mostly in hand of the government. But if you allocate land to the community, they started planting tree, and it become private owner rather than the state owned. You can see that the ownership for this one. The plantation not only contributed to the environment of the country, but also very important for job creation, because from plantation you can see that from planting trees, processing, and even that made of furniture for exporting, it consumes a lot of labor. So that this is the reason why that plantation also created job for population. You can see that this is one of the let's say positive impact of the plantation to the economy of the country. Not only the economic, but also the plantation anyway that created a job for researcher. If you will look at it, you can see that the plantation that from land, clear land preparation, and not only that they protect forest, but also they also burn. This is one of the bad lesson that many researchers warning that the farmer should not burn the after the preparation land, soil for land for plantation, the new rotation should not burn like this. This one is very bad for biodiversity, let's say like that. And you see, like a previous presentation, that this plantation also give chance or challenge for a researcher to look at the epidemic or pet. You can see that this cannot happen with the natural forest, but happen with plantation, especially invaded species like acacia or eucalypt or other species. This one is very important for us to learn from your presentation or your research up to now, I think. And you can see that not only disease epidemic, but also the chemical use in preparation of land. Also, not only poison for the plantation, but also poison for human. You can see that this one is very important, that to look at the pet or disease in a plantation. And plantation not only the contributed to the economic development, but also very good lesson for the young generation. They started looking at the forest cover and increasing and look at the environment protection. This one show that the people in mountainous area, they started learning to plant trees. That's a good idea. In summary, I would say that plantation on very good contributed to the forest cover, increasing of the country, contributed to the economic development, benefit sharing, because up to now people only mentioned about technical, but I would like to mention about something like a governance, because in Vietnam, like very different with the other country, that land only in hand of government. But when we started plantation, we allocated land to the community, to private sector, to individual household, so that plantation also contributed to the poverty elevation or for the poor, and good chance for poor or for women to involve in a plantation. That's also a good one. And when we deal with the plantation, we have to process and export to the international market. So we have to deal with governance, like COC, like variety. We have to declare everything, like when we join the international market, like Europe or in the US or Japan or Australia market, we also have to deal with this one. It means that the plantation also contributed to the positive impact for in the governance as aspect. And you can see that plantation, even very good good contribution to the economic development, but also have to be considered that it may be harmful to the biodiversity, because only monocrop plantation, and the problem in Vietnam is up to now that people try to clear cut natural forest to plantation, because that plantation only give the money to put in pocket easily. If you keep a natural forest, government protected. But if you clear cut forest, it means that bare land allocated to the community, to individual household, and then becomes private property. And that is the reason why that people like plantation, because they can put money easily to the pocket, rather than protect natural forest, you see. That also, and when we do the plantation, we have to process and to join the international market. And international market require Vietnam to do better governance. That's one of the things we have to obey. For example, if government would like to export timber to Europe, they have to sign the agreement like a VPA, like I mentioned earlier. And to license to the US, many other, or to Europe, to Australian also, Australian market also require something. And Japanese, traditionally Japanese. So it means that when we deal with plantation, we have to process timber and then export to international market, that we have to improve our forest governance. I think that almost my presentation can be very detailed, but I try to summary it because this is not time for me to talk too much. But if you are interested in listening more or know more detail, please contact me. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.